This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2135. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 21st, Australia, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, India, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Maldives, Monaco, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Singapore, Tajikistan, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Unique Radio in New South Wales, Australia is a low-power station on 5035 USB. Seldom heard in North America, but Edward Kuselik reports to the Ontario Association that it did make it to his province, Alberta. Not using his own receiver, but using a 1,000-foot beverage at the antenna farm of Don Moman, who provides several remote receivers. This was April 8th from 08:33 until 09:27 UT during some music, which he was able to match to remote receivers in Australia, where it's more easily heard, and it also webcasts. Of course, Unique Radio is also a World of Radio affiliate. It's two scheduled times each week, Saturdays at 07 UT and Wednesdays at 10:00. He got a reply from Tim Gaynor of the station saying when he heard it, the power was ranging from 175 to 200 watts. Check uniqueradio.biz. Of the few remaining Brazilians on shortwave, it almost seems as if they are required to be off frequency, but we're glad they're there. April 20th at 06:32, I measured Radio Voz Missionaria on 9666.896, and April 18th at 23:30, Radio Confidencia on 15189.895. RVM usually has a good signal here overnight. Radio Confidencia is very difficult to pick up and must be low-powered. Also reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain on 15189.9, April 20th at 1930 until 2012 with Sertaneja music. The 10-meter ham band may seem dead at first, but if you actually tune across it, as I often do in the afternoons here, you may pick up a few signals from deep South America, such as Argentina, Uruguay, or Chile. April 17th at 21:33, I heard once again CE7VP on Chiloé Island in Patagonia on 28490 USB, mostly working North Americans. Cubanon, for some reason, for some years now, RMI has broadcast to Radio Republica not via its own Okeechobee transmitters, but via Issoudun, France. I heard it April 18th at 02:30. It was wavering slightly, making measurement a chore, but at one instant it was on 9490.053 variable. A defective transmitter seems to be dedicated to this service, but anyhow, it was well atop any jamming. Radio Cairo, Egypt continues attempting to broadcast on shortwave with very strong signals, but extremely distorted modulation, if any, in various language. I was following them from frequency to frequency on April 16th at 22:27, 9899.951. But I did manage to recognize the language as Portuguese, so it's the Brazilian service now scheduled at 22:15 to 23:30 on 9900. The next frequency was also offset, minus 49 hertz. April 16th at 23:33 in Arabic to South America on 9884.951. And that was followed by Spanish at midnight 44 UT, 9889.950. On that date, I did not hear any English, but I did on April 19th and 20th, 9439.995 before and after 22 UT. Schedule 21:15 to 22:45. Most of these I was actually listening to via the remote in Holland, where the signal is very strong compared to just barely audible in deep North America. The only signal on the 16-meter band, April 19th at 15:20, was JBA Talk, just barely audible, on 17870. This is listed as Dimse Voyani, clandestine for Ethiopia via France at 15 to 1600. Arthur Posner says it's a new frequency for Radio Tigray Media House. Radio France International is broadcasting to Russia and Ukraine, but they need to understand French. Here's an updated schedule from Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, as of April 20th. He says this probably will be in effect from April 25th. 13 to 15 on 17815, 15 to 2030 on 15230, and 20 to 2130 on 9500. Now that shows an overlap, so there may actually be no overlap, the transition between the last two at 2000 or 2030. Remember when Guinea-Bissau was on shortwave, the 5 megahertz band? Just for nostalgia, here's a recent press release from Reporters Without Borders, RSF, via Zaharias Leongas, that dated April 13th of this year. Guinea-Bissau radio station owners threatened with jail for not paying license fee. That is a cost of 380 euros per year. Only 12 of the country's privately owned and community radio stations have been able to pay the fee. Station owners could face a sentence of up to 3 years in prison. A decree has already been issued to stop broadcasting if they have not paid the fee. Bom Bolom FM, an opposition station, suspended in response to this earlier warning. Filed under India or Kashmir, this from the 2000th edition of Shortwave Bulletin in Sweden. All India Radio Le, heard April 4th at 1625 on 4760. Still audible but very weak and with low modulation. Closed around 1631 with Akashvani Delhi. He says it's never heard with local programs. Usually they are 1 hertz below 4760. March 22nd, they were on an extended schedule till around 1829, featuring some ministry hearing. And that time, they were 3 hertz below 4760, says Stig Adolfsson in Vallentuna, Sweden. As for Shortwave Bulletin, our congratulations to editor Thomas Nielsen upon his 2000th issue. Unfortunately, he says he is considering closing it down. Anyone may read Shortwave Bulletin, by the way, where it's filed under HardcoreDX.com. Also congrats to Wolfgang Büschel for the 1,500th issue of his BCDX Top News back on April 9th. That may also be viewed at wwdxc.de. As we reported a few weeks ago, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, Denge Welat, added additional broadcasts via Bulgaria to those already transmitted via France or Pridnestrovia. This should have been helpful because it's subject to Turkish jamming, which would have to jam two frequencies at once if they were to be effective. However, Observer Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov reports, that as of April 18th, all transmissions via Isudun and Grigoriopol have been cancelled. Denge Welat is now on the air only via Bulgaria. And the times on each frequency have been changed, so the schedule is now 04 to 0530 on 7285, 0530 to 17, 11775. 17 to 21 UT, 5935. Ivo Ivanov also reports on Radio Kuwait's drifting frequency for the English broadcast at 05 until 08 UT. This is just an example of what happened on April 19th. On other days, I'm sure it will be quite different. Anyhow, he's getting very good reception via a remote in Switzerland. From 0505, 15496.5. From 0620, 15482.5. And until 0800 on 15475.5. 250 kilowatts aimed 310 degrees in English. We continue to hear a Protestant broadcast in English every day between 15 and 1530 on 11620. Seems to be from a TV lecture about the Bible, etc., and identified at closing as Voice of Martyrs Korea, but it's a service for the Maldive Islands. Not to be confused with Vatican Radio, which takes over 11620 at 1530 sharp in Arabic. The sacred transmitter site of VOMK is still secret. We cannot imagine Vatican carrying any Protestant programming, but if they did, I'm sure it would be top secret. A few weeks ago, we had a report that the long-wave transmitter for Monaco, 216 kHz, was going to be reactivated to serve Ukraine. However, Richard Langley reports on April 20th, I've been checking every day using the remote in Holland to see if 216 has been reactivated following the initial test. Nothing ever heard. A clandestine or target broadcast for Nigeria in the WRTH is Radio Ominira Yoruba, but it was inactive at time of publication. Now Ivo Ivanov says they have registered a frequency in HFCC effective April 21st, 1924 UT on 9450 via Wolferton, UK. It means Radio Freedom Yoruba. However, nothing heard when I checked, April 21st at 2020 UT. As I reported before, on April 8th and 11th I had heard the Antichrist Pirate station YHWH on 15785, both in the morning and afternoon local time here. But now Walter Samaniv in British Columbia says he tuned in 15785, April 17th at 0105 UT and was still on the air, clashing with China Radio International in English. In the NASFA flash sheet, which he edits, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports a couple of Peruvians in the morning before sunrise on 60 meters. 4775, Radio Dharma at 1049 UT, April 14th in Spanish, with contemporary Peruvian music, typical of their morning broadcasts. A poor signal that time, but often good, with interference from Kodar. And on 4809.99, presumed Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru, April 14th at 1020 in Spanish, slow ballad, maybe an ID, and another slow ballad. And the include music at 1035, after an ID. It was poor to just barely audible. Filed under Pridnestrovia, also known as Transnistria or Moldova, this from Mauno Ritola, Finland, in the Arctic Radio Club, April 18th. To support Russia's attack on Ukraine, Grigoryopol Radio Center started relaying Radio Rossi 24 hours a day on 999 kHz on 5th April. That meant also stopping Transworld Radio in Russian, Ukrainian, and Belarusian on the same frequency at 1730 to 1930. On the 7th of April, those transmissions were on 621 kHz, but only for one day. Starting on April 18th, TWR Ukrainian is on 1377 at 1845 to 1945, and Russian has also been added at 18 to 19 via Radio Eli in Estonia on 1035 kHz. In Rusty X, this attributed to Daria Melnikova at daily.afisha.ru via onair.ru. Radio Liberty faces a 64 mega-ruble fine for not removing prohibited content from its website. It is reported by TASS with reference to the 423rd World Judicial District of Moscow, noted that the court received 16 protocols regarding the station under the second part of Article 13.41 of the Code of Administrative Offenses, that is, non-deletion by the owner of the site of information in the case when its removal is mandatory under the law of the Russian Federation. On March 4th, Roskomnadzor blocked the website of Radio Liberty due to the, quote, systematic spread of fakes about Russia's, quote, military operation in Ukraine. Access to the page is restricted on the basis of Article 15.3 of the federal law on information, information technologies, and information protection. It allows you to block resources with calls for riots, extremism, and with inaccurate, socially significant information. Radio Liberty is recognized by the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation as a mass media outlet acting as a foreign agent. Uwe Folk spotted what appears to be a new registration for BBC in English via Singapore on new 3960 between 22 and midnight UT. However, checking various remotes in the area, Wolfgang Büschel says it was not to be heard on April 17th. And Yogi Miao in Hong Kong tells us the 3960 entry at 22 to midnight UT has been registered in the FCC for many seasons, but I have not heard it used ever. However, other BBC frequencies are in use during those hours from Singapore, 3915 and 6195. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2135, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week to Joe Caberlin in Ontario, who sent some U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Joe, we hope you're feeling better now. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. April 18th at 0245 UT, I heard a preacher in English on 15515 with heavy flutter. It's listed as Adventist World Radio via Orzu, Tajikistan, daily at 02 to 03 UT.
It should include wave scan, but I don't think it does. And in fact, Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener says he's already checked it out, and it's only Adventist programming, no wave scan. Anyhow, it's nice for the Tajiks, who are 90% Muslim, to accommodate Protestants. There allegedly exists religious freedom now in Tajikistan. Whenever convenient, and that's almost every day, I check Voice of Turkey's English broadcast at 22 UT for North America on 9830. Much better reception via the remote in Holland than direct, of course. Sometimes it's completely missing, such as April 19th, uncovering a signal from China. The audio is usually lo-fi, and sometimes with other defects such as a squeal. I made these notes about the April 20th broadcast at 22:15. There was news and review of the Turkish press, the same old COVID public service announcement about washing hands, etc., claiming that a vaccine is yet to be found. Then at 22:16, another regular feature, Feeling Supreme, subtitled Health Life, I think. This one seemed familiar, about brain fog and cerebral palsy, and what to eat to avoid those. At 22:24, a weekly commentary, quoting a foreign policy and security analyst, whose name I cannot possibly copy. This is about Turkish strategy in the context of the Ukraine conflict, whether the Bosporus Strait should be closed to certain nations. Another Christian broadcaster has added Ukrainian, Transworld Radio. Via Idun Ritz, we have this from Ruven Medina in Colombia, that TWR Asia would start April 14th at 16 to 17 UT daily, Ukrainian, on 15200. It's also registered in HFCC as transmitted from KTWR in Guam, 250 kilowatts at 320 degrees in DRM. No, it's really in AM. They decided they would rather have an audience. But do the Ukrainians need to be distracted by Protestants trying to convert them? They surely have enough problems. Walt Somonev in British Columbia of Ukrainian heritage agrees. He listened to the broadcast on April 19th. It had a crash start at 16:01, and there was interference from over-the-horizon radar. On April 19th, there was again pulsing interference. OTH radar sounded something like DRM, says Arthur Posner. And Ivo Ivanov says a good signal via the remote in Khimki, Russia, over the radar. I listened to the entire hour on April 20th, 16:01 to 17:01. Equally good signals into remotes in New Delhi, India, and Khimki, Russia. And on that date, I could not hear any jamming or radar interference. It was mostly music, mainly in Ukrainian and maybe religious, but there were some English hymns interspersed, concluding with Holy, Holy, Holy at 16:55. I wonder where this is produced. Surely not in Guam, or even the Singapore headquarters of TWR Asia. This is a trans-Asian service to Europe. Reminder that Ukraine is not in Asia. Further discussion of the frequencies to hear BBC World Service on shortwave in North America, which are not directed to us, Ricky Leong in Alberta says, 12:025 in the mornings after 15 UT via Singapore for the Middle East is always worth a try. Another one is the BBC relay via New Zealand, 15:720 at 04 to 04:30 UT, Monday to Friday. And I was also able to hear BBC via Ascension to West Africa at 05 to 06 on 6195. Meanwhile, Alan Rowe in UK says, BBC World Service output continues with many news programs each day, usually a 6-minute news bulletin on the hour, and following programs with extended news coverage, News Hour, News Day, News Room, BBC OS, and weekend programs, along with a focus of Africa. All at various times on shortwave, a complex schedule, difficult to keep track of. So I've navigated through all the World Service schedules and compiled a time-ordered summary of when and where to hear the main news programs each day, along with each frequency and transmitter site. Well, this is far too complex to cite on the air here, but it does appear in the World of Radio, IO Group, along with updates. After a preemption, April 15th, World of Radio is back for another month, on 7290 across Europe, courtesy of IRRS, Fridays at 18:15 UT. When it's also on medium wave from Villa Estenza, Italy, AM Italia, I found by checking that and other scheduled broadcasts, sometimes it's on 1323 only, Other times it's also on 918 kHz, the former frequency. I suggest you always check them both, via remote receivers at least. 918 is sometimes better than 1323. The other airings of World of Radio on one or both of those medium wave frequencies are Fridays at 2030 UT and Sundays at 2000. And reminder of our time on Radio Angela WBCQ, 4790 UT, Saturdays at 0400. When I'm checking this, and also after 04 UT on UT Tuesday through Friday, there is additional entertainment programming from Radio Angela for about 10 minutes until 0410, a variety of short features, serious or not. But during these times and earlier on 4790, there are those ute blaps, bursts of noise lasting about a second, appearing at regular intervals, so they cannot be random. On some nights, I find them 3 minutes apart exactly. Other nights, 4 minutes exactly. And still other nights, 5 minutes apart exactly. Besides the after midnight features, Uncle Bill keeps us updated about his other programming on WBCQ. Concert Hall is UT Mondays at 02 to 04. On April 25th, it's Cavalleria Rusticana and Dvorak's New World Symphony, and some poetry during intermission. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, April 24th and 30th, The Musical Side of Ramadan, music by Muslim artists in several countries. That's Sunday at 22 UT on 7490, and the Sunday that follows UT at 03 to 04 on 4790. From the Isle of Music, i.e. Cuba, April 25th and 29th, Alex Cuba's Grammy-winning album Mendo, and a previous album, Sublime. That's UT Tuesdays at midnight on 7490. And the following Saturday at 03 to 04 on 4790. Here's news about one of WWCR's favorite broadcasters. Hans-Jürg Biener found a BBC news story of 18 April. Alex Jones InfoWars files for bankruptcy after defamation suits. Companies owned by U.S. radio host Alex Jones, including his right-wing website InfoWars, have filed for bankruptcy as he fights defamation suits brought by families of those killed in the 2012 school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Jones falsely claimed the shooting was a hoax. He has been ordered to pay damages in the lawsuits, but he's seeking protection from creditors in bankruptcy court. Since the lawsuits, Jones has acknowledged that the shootings did take place, but he has said the lawsuits threatened his constitutional rights to free speech. In the bankruptcy filing, he listed his estimated assets at under $50,000 and liabilities in the range of $1 to $10 million. Alex Jones has already been banned by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for hate speech and abusive behavior. The National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, which represents many but not all U.S. shortwave stations, is holding a meeting in person, at least as scheduled so far, July 14th to 16th, in cooperation with Radio Free Asia in Washington, D.C. I'm sure Jeff White will have much more about this as time goes on in Wavescan, but you can read the announcement at shortwave.org. Individuals are welcome to attend the sessions, and there is no charge for that. However, they are responsible for their transportation and lodging, and some meals will be provided. Room rates at the hotel where it's held strike me as rather expensive. We continue to enjoy amazingly good reception of Radio Vanuatu on its third harmonic, 11835, starting at 06 UT. And Richard Langley says it made it to the East Coast, just barely, on April 19th in New Brunswick. He recorded it overnight and heard some barely detectable audio starting at 0558, peaking around 0720. On Hardcore DX, April 19th, Gary Pence noted an ID from Radio Vanuatu at 0832 on 11835 as Radio 112, or maybe it was 112, or 112. I don't know how they pronounced it, but that refers to their only medium wave frequency, which is 1125. Ron Howard hears it very well, of course, in California, and he says, it's interesting that they seem to have, almost every day, an English lesson between 0730 and 0750, either a straight lesson or a drama or dialogue. At least this occurred on Mondays and several Wednesdays, but not on Thursday the 21st. Mostly it's in the local pidgin language, Bislama, which if you're not listening carefully or with poor reception, you might think is English. Now, thanks to Manuel Mendez in Spain, some background about the 4940 station in Colombia or Venezuela. Heard once again, April 21st at 0404 to 625, in Spanish with religious comments, Colombian and Venezuelan songs, Llaneras. He says, a colleague and friend, Jose Hernandez Madrid, got a reply from Rafael Rodriguez, QSL manager of La Voz de Tu Conciencia in Colombia, sent to a listener, Adolfo Arto, who had reported the station on 4940. This was posted on Facebook in translation now. 4940 is not operated by the Colombian Para Cristo organization or its Fuerza de Paz campaign, which in previous years operated on 5910 and 6010 from Colombia, and of which I, Rafael, am QSL manager. Although the 4940 signal retransmits old programs from those stations, and for this reason Fuerza de Paz is mentioned, these programs are taken from public web servers where these programs have been hosted for several years. The 4940 signal has never been identified in any way. It presents Colombian and Venezuelan music. They give the time in UT-4 for Venezuela. And in my opinion, he says it transmits from Venezuela or very close to the border with Colombia. Agar Peterson of DSWCI has published another of his annual reports about the declining number of shortwave stations in the tropical bands, 2200 to 5800 kilohertz. He's tallied the number in each country or region every year, and in this report shows the numbers declining every 12 years. In 1973, there were 1,106 stations worldwide, and in 2022, he counts only 66. At DSWCI.org, look for latest news and trends in Tropical Bands Broadcasting 2022. Ruchandra Obreja of the Digital Radio Mundial Consortium never misses a chance to promote DRM, the latest being as a result of the war on Ukraine. Now at their website, drm.org, shortwave radio proves simple, powerful, and necessary. To that, Ken Zicke replies, DRM is not simple, powerful, or necessary. Shortwave is. I continue to be left with the impression that the people who push DRM have never listened to shortwave and clearly know next to nothing about how it propagates. If they really want to encourage simple, then stop trying to push DRM on us, unless and until there is a way to plunk down $100 or so and buy a stand-alone radio. Until that happens, DRM is not a real solution to anything. She claims that All India Radio has maintained a full schedule on shortwave. On what planet? Why not highlight that while Spain cut back, they had abandoned it completely, but came back when they realized that nobody was looking for them online, and they needed radio to maintain an audience. DRM is not the answer. It is a solution looking for a problem. The answer is pretty simple. Hire engineers and technicians who know what they're doing in an RF plant and maintain the transmitters, and pay attention to the quality of programming. Why is this so hard to get stations to understand? If you're going to do it right. Otherwise, just stop and don't try to pretend that the Internet is a solution to anything, says Kenneth Vito Zicke of Michigan. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field reaching active levels with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4 on April 23rd, 30th, and May 8th, 15 and 4 on May 7th, 18 and 5 on April 29th. Solar flux no lower than 125 April 29th and 30th, reaching 140 by May 13th. And that's World of Radio 2135. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.